Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for... Let me see if there's the right music. It's time... to meet the new intern. What is the deal with the bass response on all this music today?
Doesn't it seem like it's thumping? No.
Wow, it's
I can
crazy.
Kill some of it if you like.
Intern, enter and sign in, please, right into the microphone.
What's up?
What's up, and what is your name, son?
Eric.
Eric, what school do ye attend?
The wonderful George Mason.
George Mason
nice.
University?
GMU.
Round of applause for the George Mason
go,
Patriots.
Go squirrels.
Get right up on
oh,
that
Patriots.
Mic,
that's wonderful.
Yo.
Are you, what department
yo,
are you
yo.
In? What major are we pursuing?
Accounting.
Accounting.
Nice. Accounting.
How did you find the program?
Yeah, because an accounting major really would want to do an internship at an accounting firm.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Something like that. But you're here with
makes
us.
Money.
What motivated you to sign up for the intern for this show?
I've been a fan for a long time.
There
so.
You go.
Actually, what
yeah.
like, he wants to be an accountant. He just doesn't want to have to count very high.
That's right.
That's true. So come somewhere where the numbers are really manageable.
Very manageable.
Where it's very easy.
We also tend to round up.
What was his name again?
What is your first name?
Eric.
Eric?
Eric.
You got it.
Eric. Okay. Eric.
Now,
Eric,
are you, would you, with all due respect, would you consider yourself a hipster?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's what
no.
the look is. No?
What
maybe.
See.
I don't know.
I feel like the shirt.
Hurts.
I feel like the tight jeans. I mean, good looking guy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. What's
but I feel
well,
like
you're closer
got,
to this than I am. So
it's either you're a hipster, you're very stylish, or you're gay. One of the two.
Probably the hipster.
There's also the fourth choice.
Probably.
And if that is the fourth choice, your sister will want that shirt back.
Right.
All right. I have a question. Do you have
actually buzzes.
Buzz wants the show.
I do.
He does know the show.
Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend at GMU?
I do.
And what is her name?
Ashley.
Ashley. And how long has she been your girlfriend?
1 year tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Wow. Congratulations.
Anything
special plans?
It's exciting.
Going out tonight.
Is Ashley a hottie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey.
He's a good-looking guy. I can
no
see
doubt.
Him having a pretty girlfriend.
And let me see. Besides this show, which you've been listening to, obviously you're a local kid, so you've been lived around the area.
Yeah, my whole life. Same house.
And are you a multi-generational listener where mom and dad maybe had it
my
on?
My brother.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Same generation, but that's cool.
Yeah. He's been listening since he was 7. His brother used to drive him to school.
7 years young.
My brother drove me to school.
And,
right.
And so are you because he's an accounting major, are we using him for that purpose?
Yeah, that's my plan.
Oh, that's good. Brilliant. That's really – I love the idea of getting an accounting major in here.
You know, I love the interns. Always have. And
Rob's the incidentally
friend,
that man is not your friend.
Friend of the intern, friend of the listener.
He's been the most unfriendly so far.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There
the
you go.
The dogs agree.
There you go. You've been the most unfriendly. There's your beloved number one T-shirt right there. The guy
that's
that
right.
S's all over the.
I just
intern.
Want to say this is all the questions have been almost short answer and multiple choice. I wonder if you might ask him an essay question. Let's hear the man talk.
All right. Tell us in two paragraphs.
Oh,
tell
God.
Us all about you growing up and your life.
Very boring.
Mm-hmm.
Same house my whole life.
That wasn't even a clause. Can we get a verb in there?
Rob,
complete sentence. Rob is so, so that's the intern's
My life is
enemy.
Very boring.
Very, very boring.
Nothing exciting.
Have you lived in the D.C. area sentence. All your life?
Yeah, same house.
Mm-hmm. The
in
same
Herndon.
House. Oh, in Herndon.
Yep.
Beautiful Herndon
sports?
Every day.
Involved in sports at any point?
No.
No.
Are you a on-campus student? Do you live in the area, or are you a commuter student living out of your home?
Commuter.
Oh, so still.
It's because rent is so cheap.
Yeah, that's free, true. Free. I mean, no, most, a lot of kids are doing
that. I lived
that.
At home Hobbies, forever.
Current Hobbies, age? What,
20. 21 in a week.
Rob, what was this? Rob, what was the actor in Inglourious Basterds that won the Academy Award?
Christoph Waltz.
I'd like to now turn you over to Christoph Waltz, who will finish the interrogation of our, of
oh,
our
God.
Intern.
We really haven't gotten from you a lengthy answer.
All right.
I want to hear you talk. I want to hear you use a subject, a predicate. I mean, it's great that you can shuffle numbers.
I don't talk.
Right
He's
now,
such a dick, isn't he?
But you know
he?
What? Maybe you should talk.
Let me try this as an essay question.
He doesn't have to talk because he's an accounting major.
Yeah, but right. You know what? He's in the communications business.
I know he is now.
Have you any hobbies? What do you do in your spare time?
Go to the gym.
Do you work out a lot?
Yeah,
do
I try. Out,
right? Was that a question, Eric?
Yeah. Well, I did go to the gym until I started helping out here.
Why must you be so cruel to the interns?
You guys took my mornings away.
we took your mornings away.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It really sad.
You know, this is going to result in the view going off the air. I'll tell you what, if Drew gives away anything good on The Price is Right, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Eric.
Listen to the malice that Mr. Spiewak.
Do you drive an automobile?
Yeah, I have.
What kind?
Mazda. 3.
Mazda.
That's No, he's not.
I know that.
Thank my dad. You got to thank my dad for that.
Okay.
Oh, your dad
so
put you onto the internship. Anything.
Dad.
No. Okay. He
the
paid
Mazda.
For the car.
He okay, paid for the car. Good dad. Yeah. Way to go.
Can you talk
and
about
the school,
how
and
you found the internship?
Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I guess it was like middle of August, whatever. I guess Mark put it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now
and,
he's
and you
talking.
Found it. Yeah. He's nervous. He's doing a fine job.
Yeah.
I'm taking this boy under my wing
okay.
here. I like
Thank
our,
you.
Yeah.
The
first
Thank you.
Time,
because
I
Ronnie,
like him.
Listen, Ronnie came to me. Listen, the only ones. It's funny because the ones that I'm going to tackle are the TJs of this world.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, he certainly
hey,
is
I'm
not.
I'm sorry
that.
I can't make it. Got to go to the DC 101 chili cook-off.
I will see.
Dickhead.
I will concede that. He's not dumb and he's certainly not TJ.
And right. Ronnie told me that on Friday he busted his ass
yeah.
to
I tried.
Get all our t-shirts. Don't agree with me, son. It appears you know, I'm trying to support
Be
you
humble.
Here. Okay,
I did.
I can turn on you like a black mambo.
However,
okay?
So can I.
Yes.
So I mean, there might be a day when you come in and you're my hero,
oh,
but
okay.
I doubt it.
But he doubts it sincerely. Okay, let me see. Last question on Meet the Intern. What was the one I was going to ask you? I'm trying to think here. All right, we've covered the girlfriend. We've covered where you live. Okay, here we go. GPA in high school. Because it's got to be, you know, some. Mason's not, none of them are easy to get
no.
into.
Right. Well, and also, I didn't get into Mason from high school.
You transferred to Mason?
Yeah.
From Nova?
What did
yeah.
you? Oh, so wait, what was the GPA in high school?
Like a 2.8.
Oh, very
Still
bad.
Still strong. Wow. C+.
Yeah,
plus.
Yeah sure but 2.8's not going to get you into
of
Mason.
Of course, but he worked
no,
his way
not
in.
Get me into Mason right. every time.
Where did you go to high school?
Oakton.
Oh, so you went to a good school.
I went to a very good school.
A very, very good school.
Not
very
quite as good as Madison.
Is Madison better than Oakton?
Yeah.
And so
and right up the street.
Hey, listen, I can sympathize because I was the low GPA coming out of high school,
yeah. Yeah,
and I went to Marist College to get my grades up, which I did. What did you get your GPA up to when you went to Nova?
3.1.
3.1 at Nova?
Wow.
What did you show up?
Yeah.
He's too busy just
laying
pipe.
Him? You know what I mean?
He's too busy laying pipe.
Yeah.
There you
yeah.
go.
I think he just winked at you, Mike.
You smoke a lot of dope there, Eric?
No.
And what is
smoke
your
name? Free.
Is it Eric?
Yes,
yeah,
Eric.
It's Eric.
With
it's
a K?
Eric.
Doesn't he look like an Eric with a K?
No, it's a C. Thank you.
I think it's it is Derek, a C. actually.
Is it Derek?
Yeah. He reminds me of Derek
Is it
Zoolander.
Eric or Derek?
Eric.
We'll call it from henceforth. Oscar's
Four letters.
Right. Excuse me, nickname given. We have it. For henceforth, you will be Zoolander.
Right. Yeah.
You are Zoolander. That is your nickname, Zoolander.
I love it. I
when
love
it sticks,
it,
it sticks.
I love it.
Not only do I give them real well, but when I hear a good one that's, that fuses
right.
onto that,
I like that.
And you smoke a lot of pot, Zoolander?
No.
Okay, you don't.
Save my money.
How about you? How about when you drink? I mean, if you drink, because
do you drink?
You're 20.
Do you enjoy an adult beverage? Oh, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, but yeah. when you drink, what will
Easy.
You drink? Are you a beer guy? You a cocktail
I like
guy?
Beer.
Sure.
Right. Particular.
Okay.
I'm like more of a Peroni Heineken.
Oh, okay.
So
but,
it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. No, but
you like that kind of beer.
I know, but
you
not,
like
when,
that
not when I was 20.
You like that fancy beer. Yeah. All right, that's it. I have no further questions for you other than you enjoy being part of this show. You're enjoying the experience. You're learning from Mr. Roddick.
Yeah.
And do everything he says. Uh-huh. And, you know, we may have a grunt task for you in the future.
When will he be issued his Mark Roddick-styled glasses?
That comes at the end.
I got them already.
Do you have glasses?
Yeah, I do.
Do you wear glasses?
I have contacts now. I use them at night.
Okay, very good.
I'd like to see you in glasses.
Yeah.
No.
Next time.
No, he says. All right, Eric Zoolander, you are excused.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
Remove the headphones. Right. Step out of the studio.
Go back
into the dining room. This is your office. That's very good. It's a skinny drink of water, isn't it?
It sure is.
That's why Ironic likes just skinny people.
A lesson to everyone, a 2.8 will get you into the show.
Incidentally, if you combine both Girl and Eric Zoolander and Ironic, you get the combined weight of those guys matches RJ's.
Exactly.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
Less, I think.
Maybe less.
I think all
girl
three of
would,
them.
Girl would be under 100
All
pounds.
Three of them constitute, like, at least a general size person, a regular size person.
Zoolander, how much do you weigh? What's your weight? If you work out a lot, I'm sure you weigh yourself. What is your weight? Pop back in here and tell me your weight
if
you can hear my voice.
I'm going to say 140.
I'm going to say 138.
I'm going to say 128.
128?
Yeah, he's a skinny guy.
Well, let's find out. He might not be able to hear us.
129 when he wears his glasses.
He actually ran out of the house sobbing.
115.
Mr. Spiewak was
he went
so
out on
cool.
Mike, he's in the backyard looking for a B+.
Mm-hmm.
He heard they exist.
Yeah.
130. All right.
130.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Pretty close.
TMOS Classic.
With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code, Mike O'Mara, to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up! Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcast? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
All right, are you ready to give us an audio vault, even though you've been all ramped up today and
I
stuff?
I am. Right, I'll try not to unfriend anybody for the next 9 minutes.
Okay, go for it.
I've also, whenever I run into a truly great piece of music, Mike, I like to share it. And what happens when America, when the world really is at crisis, disc jockeys get together and make parody records.
Okay, let me get my dynamite ready.
Are you ready?
Sometimes
this one is called North Korea. I think you're going to like it. It's very clever.
Oh, I got it.
Ooh, just look at Kim Jong-un.
We'll kind of, never know how great that was.
Kind of worth coming into work today, wasn't it?
Are we going to be able to get those fat baby t-shirts out before this thing's over?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we are definitely going to. Well, we need to just go over a couple of pieces of artwork, and then we can have them by next week.
Chop, chop. Let's get today. That done, awesome. Because I think we're going to. We have my wife, in her infinite wisdom, referred to Kim Jong-un as the fat baby.
That's good.
And so like we're simply going to have a picture of fat on top, picture of him, baby.
Perfect.
Fat baby.
Love it.
Thank
love
you.
It.
Thank you
now,
very much.
Because I knew Tony was coming in this week, I've been saving this. BuzzFeed.com put together a list of the worst Beatles covers ever. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to share some of them with you. The first one, Mike, I think you've probably never heard this before. Mm-hmm. Sean Connery doing the song In My Life.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed.
That's terrible. Forever.
Isn't that horrible?
That is really bad.
Some have gone.
Sad, really.
What is he doing? I mean, John Lennon was shot. He's still alive, and somehow that's sadder.
Yeah.
I
like but you know what? It's that's better than In My Life being used for sleepies mattresses.
I agree. I agree. Do you remember?
You Beatles fans.
Do you remember in the old days? I think she did the Griffin show a lot. Mrs. Miller?
Oh,
she was like
she was
a novelty act.
Yeah. I remember her. Yeah.
A novelty act, and she did a couple albums. Here's her take on a kid's favorite, Mike.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. It is good.
The bubbling sound. That's actually her.
That is. Now, Buzz, help me. Who is Xaviera Hollander? That's the happy hooker?
Oh, the happy hooker, yes. Yeah, author.
Well, she'll be especially happy after she knows we played her version of Michelle. You know, are you turned on?
There are whores and then there are whores.
Yeah.
But she falls into that category of just... She's kind of big and gross.
Well, now, yeah.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's just like overdone, and just gross.
She was like an ex-madam, I think, when she recorded this. So yeah. She was old when she was
she,
young.
Performing alone, if you know what I mean, while doing this song?
Yeah. Well, you know her. She was big.
I don't like
I love this one. This is Bill Cosby.
Ah. I don't really want to stop the show, but I thought you might like to know.
You see?
That you're going to play the song.
Bob McCartney has the most money in the UK and Raggots and Rolls and Riesenheiser.
Wow.
See, that as a novelty record, I'm laughing at that because really it's Cosby squeaky, probably when he was hot.
Yes.
And I like that. And now Bill Cosby, I mean, I've been blessed to interview Bill Cosby more than once. And what's great about Cos now is that he will just go off on a tangent.
You never know what he'll say.
And it's still Bill Cosby.
Yeah, he oftentimes forgets to promote why he called.
Yes,
but he will go on. And
you know
talk.
What? He shows up in a sweatsuit. You know when he's talking to you now. Right. And
it's cool.
He doesn't care.
And, right. and we're from the same era, so I mean, Bill Cosby was the man. And
he was.
I don't care if he's 150 years old. I mean, the fact that he comes on to my show and talks, I loved it. And I let him ramble. I don't care. He's Bill Cosby. He gets that kind
of
respect.
Course.
You ever heard of a singer called Wing?
No.
She's Wing. Asian.
She's a Scandinavian.
No, that's someone else. This is Wing.
Who's
she's
the other
Asian.
One name person that wears feathers all the time?
Oh, the one who wore
Bjork.
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 Yeah, you won't confuse her with Wing. Here's Wing doing an early Beatles favorite, Mike.
Wings.
She's
she
Asian.
Robot?
Yeah. Right. Okay. And I close. Oh, well, just a taste of this because everyone loves this one. Shatner.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly.
Really?
That's become kind of a classic.
It has.
I love this guy.
And it was the very beginning of Shatner poking fun at himself. Shatner getting the joke about
resurgence
Shatner,
of his career, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And really, he became legendary. Mm-hmm. He's iconic because he's an example. You know how many guys we used to have TV people come into the studio that hated the fact that they were associated with the series that they
old
had been
series.
On?
Gilligan Syndrome.
You know, yes. Werner Klemperer was on Colonel Klink. He could never, ever accept the fact that he was known as Colonel Klink. Shatner embraced being Captain
Loved
Kirk.
It.
And he went on to bigger and better things. And I think he's just a model for how to handle TV celebrity.
He's great.
Two more real quick.
Tony could learn a few things from
that. Tony. Hey. Yes. We'll talk about it over lunch at Wegmans. Tiny Tim. Mike.
That's even high for Tiny Tim.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Is there a way to start that again?
Sure, you bet. His mess up at the beginning.
I love that they chose to keep that in.
Yeah, it's charming.
Where
really.
He reacts to his own mistake.
Once again, Tiny Tim.
Listen.
Good call.
That's a good call.
Yes, I love that.
Now, the last one.
Do you remember who I met Tiny Tim with at the same, performing on the same venue?
I don't.
I met them at the... The Desert Lounge in Pasadena, Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
And Tiny Tim was performing on the same bill with Tubby Boots.
Oh, Tubby Boots!
Oh, yes.
Tiny and Tubby. Oh, yes.
Tubby Boots.
Tiny and Tubby Tour.
Fantastic.
So
that
disgusting.
Is quite a bill.
I would say if there was any weakness to that performance is that it was under-orchestrated. Just him and the ukulele. Our final clip does not have that problem.
Okay.
One of the greatest entertainers of the 20th century, really, if you consider all 100 years, Mike, this is Bing Crosby.
Hey, Jude.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Don't make it bad.
Thank you, everybody.
That is terrible.
Those are the worst Beatles covers ever.
Sure are, Rob.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Gary Rydstrom?
Nope.
No, he has 7 Academy Awards. He won 2 of them for working on Jurassic Park.
Okay.
And he did an interview revealing what he did to create the noises of dinosaurs. Uh-huh. You can't just go out and record dinosaurs.
What comes to mind, what jumps into my mind, is being in the theater and that incredible shot of the glass of water.
Oh, I love that.
Vibrating with the T-Rex. It was incredible.
And Spielberg later explained that he got that idea because he had his car stereo turned up, and whenever the bass notes would hit on the subwoofer, he would see that vibration in the water. He said, I got to use that for the dinosaurs.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
except
brilliant.
He said subwoofer. The Brachiosaurus bellowing, Mike, is a donkey braying slowed down. That's a slowed down donkey for the Brachiosaurus.
I love this stuff. I could listen to this all day.
I love this stuff too.
Now, when the T-Rex growls, it's a Jack Russell Terrier playing with a toy slowed down. Isn't that great?
Wow.
I love this.
Brilliant.
Little dog.
Yeah.
I love that it's that simple.
You know what's brilliant about it, though?
Right.
Really, he's using it's organic. He's using other animals.
Right.
He's
not so it can. It doesn't sound like something otherworldly.
And I think, as opposed to something that's computer generated, that legitimately has the fear fact because it is an animal creating a scary sound.
When the T Rex roared, it was a baby elephant trumpeting slowed down. Here's the T Rex roaring. And I love that he went with a baby elephant because I think it would be too low if it was a grown-up elephant.
Right.
The
this
last
is great.
One,
I love this, Rob.
The last one, the Velociraptors.
Velociraptors.
Forgive me. When they talked to each other, remember when they had them in the kitchen and the kids were hiding and the Velociraptors were.
Just remember Sam Neill. And that means you're still alive when they eat you. All right, go ahead. All right.
So when they're communicating, he recorded at SeaWorld 2 turtles having sex. and incorporated a male dolphin in heat. So this is the sound of the velociraptors talking.
That's the turtle breaking through the shell.
That's right.
That is so phenomenally wonderful.
Worst porn ever.
Reverb and you're good to go.
Yeah, and we close. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that Rihanna and Chris Brown have broken up?
What?
Yeah,
what?
It's true. Yeah,
good.
Conan covered it last night.
Rihanna broke up with Chris Brown after she caught him cheating with a waitress. Rihanna said she knew something was up when Brown came home with another woman's lipstick on his knuckles.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio vault.
TMOS Classic.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan. It may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
And if it's okay, I'm going to record this call, okay?
Oh, I don't mind. We do too. So that's perfectly fine.
All right, and you're with who again?
I'm with Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Interactive.
Okay, hold on. That's H-A-L-R-I-S. Hold it. H-A-R-M.
No. H-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay, H-A-R-R-I-F as in Frank.
No, S as in Sam.
Okay, Sam Harris, go ahead.
It's Harris Interactive.
Okay, and what do you do?
Okay, it's like a market research firm. All we do is we aren't trying to sell anything.
Okay, where are you based?
As far as the main, myself or the main company, because I'm calling from Eastern Canada.
Oh, great. Canada is our neighbor to the north.
Yes, and I'm actually from the States, but I live up here now.
That's good, because I have a question I'd like to ask you. There's a lot of rumors running rampant. I'm in the Washington, D.C. area, and it's very common down here. A lot of people seem to think the Canadians are getting ready to attack. Have you seen any evidence of that?
No.
I don't know why you're laughing, because I've read on the Internet from places that I trust. Apparently, 99.5% of all Canadians live within 40 feet of the border. Is that true?
I really don't know.
Where do you live?
I'm calling from Nova Scotia.
Oh, I love your locks.
But anyway, in which year were you born?
Okay, hold on. I can get this. I was born in 1968. No, wait.
Okay.
No, don't write that down. 1971. Oh. 71. That's my final answer. 1971. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, it's 1971.
Aye. Thank you.
So Harris is a Canadian company?
Yes.
Do you think they'll use any of this information with the attack?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
When it comes to financial decisions regarding long-term financial planning, such as investment decisions and retirement planning for your household, would you say that you are the primary financial decision maker or a joint financial decision maker?
Well, it's usually my wife and myself and the Magic 8-Ball.
Okay, so that's joint.
Yeah, and we don't smoke marijuana if that's what you're going with, that joint stuff.
And which one of the following best describes your employment status? Are you employed full-time, employed part-time, self-employed, not employed but looking for work, or not employed and not looking for work, or disabled and unable to work, or a student, or a homemaker?
I am, ironically, I am a homemaking student.
Okay, I can only choose one. Which one would you like me to choose?
Okay, if I have to choose between the two, put me down as a full-time employee.
Okay. And at what age do you expect to retire?
Probably like, I'm 42 now. No, I'm 41 now. I'd like to retire. See, my job is tough. I run a pizza cart, and I sell pizza by the slice, and it's almost impossible to keep it hot. And also, because of its round shape, it's very hard to stack. And
well,
if I invert it...
Can you just give me a good guess, an estimate?
Yeah, 48. 48, 48.
48?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and which of these ranges includes your household's total annual income for 2011 before taxes?
Okay, before taxes.
And please stop me when I reach your range.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable with this.
Okay.
Less than $25,000.
Stop there.
Pardon?
Stop there.
Okay. And please think...
Of course, that counts my wife's income, too.
Household investable assets.
Ma'am?
Yes.
That under $25,000, that also counts my wife's income. I don't want you to think I'm Rockefeller on my own.
Yes, yes, it's household.
Right.
Please think about your total household investable assets, including all money saved in cash accounts, CDs, IRAs, brokerage accounts, workplace retirement accounts like 401k plans,
right.
529 college savings plans, but please do not include the value of any property you may own, such as your home.
Right.
Real
or land.
Or cars.
Or land. Or cars.
No real estate.
Okay, no land, no cars.
Less than $25,000 or $25,000 to less than $100,000.
Oh, much less than $25,000. That counts my wife's stuff, too.
Yes, and yeah. What percent of your total household assets is in a 401k plan or similar?
401k?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Horace, do you have any similar plan?
Not really.
Not from your job?
No, I'm full-time employee, and so there's really no time to plan. Mostly
okay.
We get out there and sell the pizza. My long-range plan involves travel.
So you don't have a 401k plan or similar?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And those are all the questions I have for you today. But listen, you may tell the people back in America that the health care here in Canada saved my life, and I didn't pay a dime.
Really? Do you have a 401k?
No, I don't.
I see. Well, you can take all that extra money and send it to my pizza cart.
Right. Right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, God bless you.
You too.
And God save the Queen.
I can't do that.
That's okay, traitor. Bye-bye.
Bye.
TMOS Classic.
Let's get Buzz in here. Buzz, you got a list for us, right?
I do, as a matter of fact, of the top 10 sex foods, but you posed it as a question on Facebook today, so would you, any of you, like to take a guess at what you think are good sex foods?
This is
define
seriously...
Define sex food.
Food that makes you a better performer
makes
sexually.
Makes you horny and aphrodisiac.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, I thought maybe he meant food to use for sex.
No. What's wrong
for
with you?
For your libido?
Now you're annoying me more than RJ today.
For your libido and your performance, your sex drive.
I started weak but came strong.
Sex foods. Sex foods, what you would ingest to enhance or make it better. Now, I have always believed, just from personal experience, I think that oysters seem to me to legitimately make you... Now, I don't know whether it's psychological, whether it's an urban myth, but I've always thought... And you read about that guy, Casanova there.
Sure, boy.
You hear about him. Right? He used to eat tons of oysters, and that's how it would... is it vitamin D?
Mainly zinc, actually.
Zinc.
It raises your sperm count and testosterone production. Oysters also
very
contain
good.
Dopamine, which is a hormone that increases your libido, your sex drive.
Very, very good.
So I always wondered if it was just myth or there was science behind it. There is, in fact, science behind eating oysters.
And that's why I'm so mad about that oil spill.
Exactly. Rightly so.
That's not terrible. As mad as Carla.
I know.
Would there be any others you'd guess at as being good for
sex
drive?
Once you get past oysters, I got to think, because there's some kind of food that...
How about fresh fruit?
You know, not great to play with, like you were talking about earlier, but not so much for encouraging your, your libido
well,
or
does
your
it,
performance.
Isn't grapefruit supposed to make your smell better?
I thought it was pineapple.
Pineapple.
Pineapple, that's right. Pineapple is supposed
to
do that.
And it contains the same thing as bananas, which actually are good. That is the one fruit that stands out. They contain bromelain, an enzyme that's believed to increase libido and reverse impotence in men. Additionally, it's a good source of potassium and B vitamins that increase your energy level.
Isn't the bromelain that witch doctor stuff you have me taking?
Exactly. And
it's not helping.
What's why are you having him take bromelain?
Because he had some joint pain in his shoulder, and it's bromelain also is an anti-inflammatory.
Is bromelain, is it working for you?
Well, it's helping the shoulder a little bit, but not in the bedroom. Maybe
really?
I should give it to Carrie instead.
Give it a week or two. I noticed when I stopped, I ran out and I stopped taking it. About a week later, my shoulder started hurting again, so I've reordered.
No, it does help my shoulder. Yeah. I just haven't noticed anything.
Give
you
it time.
Zing.
Give it time. It
is,
will.
Is bromelain like a supplement? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's an herbal supplement. It's an extract, in this case, from pineapple, but it's also found in bananas, as I just mentioned, but more so in pineapple, and that's the thing that makes your number three less objectionable.
It gives it more zing. Now, I take that glucosamine.
Right.
Stuff.
Now, that's good for joint pain also, but it has no known sexual effect.
But bromelain, would that? Can I take bromelain with the glucosamine? Because I'm all about the supplements.
And,
I like taking them.
And if you don't want to take it in a pill form, just eat a lot of pineapple and drink a lot of pineapple juice.
No, that's a pain in the
and bananas.
Ass.
All right.
I will send you.
You
know what? I found a great place to order the stuff online. It was cheap.
Yeah, bromelain?
I'll find it for you. Yeah.
All right. I'd like to do that. Why don't you? How come you don't give me any medical advice like you give Rob?
Well, I'd be happy to. I
well,
have
Mike,
given
look
you...
at me.
I complain every day. I have joint. I have more joint pain than he does.
I didn't know you had joint
pain. My fingers
pain.
Hurt. My knees hurt. My back hurts. My toes hurt. My eyeballs hurt.
I'll hook you up.
Especially when I'm dealing with RJ and Skype. Everything hurts. After
happy,
this show today.
Happy to help.
I swear to God, I'm going to hurt for a month after today's show.
Now, you've heard about chocolate before.
Yeah, sure.
And that's one. It considers contains theobromine, which is an alkaloid that's similar to caffeine. Also contains phenylthylamine, which is a chemical believed to produce the feeling of being in love. So not really a strong sexual aphrodisiac, but not a bad one to include in your diet. I have some
all
others
right.
here as well.
Dark chocolate ahead of milk chocolate on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I bought Hershey bars. I bought Hershey bars.
Special dark?
I bought Hershey bars and some pineapple. And a machete. Yum, yum.
Hey,
baby.
Buzz. Yes. I've heard avocados.
Brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Aztecs called the avocado tree the testicle tree.
Really?
Avocados contain high levels of folic acid, which help metabolize proteins, giving you more energy. Also contain vitamin B.
So Buzz, we're going to get to it. Take your time.
Well, I want to give you time to discuss it.
I just, when you say testicles, for some reason, I just want to play that sound effect.
On a tree.
Testicle tree, very pretty.
So avocados, and don't get so technical, because we, you know, I want this for the layman.
Right.
I get it.
The layman.
Yeah, baby.
Avocados are supposed to be good for the testicles?
No. That's just what they called it. That's what the Aztecs
called it. What do you think of that,
it?
Chuck? Aren't you glad you advertised on this show?
Yeah, I think it was a great idea.
So do we.
Sure was a long plane ride to see your money wasted, wasn't it?
Yeah, I should have brought some avocados. Yeah.
What I heard was that it actually, radio friendly here, it makes women a little more moist.
Yeah, way to go, radio friendly. Turn
know.
His microphone
I don't know
on.
How else to say it.
Good night. It's our 100th and final show.
A little sex and food.
Bye, Steve.
All right. Thanks,
God, he made it radio friendly.
Besides reading it, tell me, what are the avocados supposed to do?
Okay, they increase libido in both men and women, increase the sex drive.
All right, that's kind of like all of these.
That would have been one way to say it, Mark.
And give you more, and give you more energy.
Oh, so would avocados be a natural lubricant?
Well, depending on where you put them.
Oh,
for example, Mike, on a corn chip? Yes.
Holy time. Can you use guacamole?
Yeah, that's got some additives to it.
Easy on the spices.
I don't really like guacamole, but I'm willing to
love it.
I'm willing to learn to love it.
Yeah.
It's excellent. You know what? Maybe you don't like it if they put too much of that. What is it? I can't think of the name. It's
cilantro?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, is that what you hate that?
No, I just don't.
Tastes like soap to me.
Guacamole has always had that kind of soapy taste to me.
Well, that's just the cilantro in it.
But I think good guacamole is okay.
Right.
All right, what else? What do we have?
This one surprised me. I never expected to see this on the list. Celery. contains androsterone. It's an odorless hormone that's released through male perspiration that turns women on.
How do you make a hormone?
Stop it.
Sorry.
You don't care.
That's some wild stuff there. Wild. How do you make a little hormone?
Maybe that's why they put celery with the buffalo wings.
Boy, you know what? A tuna salad, I can't really enjoy it without celery.
Right. Yet. You need that crunch.
And there's, I think, in New Orleans cooking, it's called the Trinity.
Exactly.
Which is carrot, onion, celery, and onion, right? That's the Trinity?
No, I think it's celery, onion, and carrot.
There are two groups of three that have... There's one thing that's celery, green pepper, and onion.
Okay, that's one of them, yeah.
And then there's another that I think is celery, carrot, and onion.
But they both involve celery.
Right.
And, you know, that is the basis of so many things. And celery is important in many dishes, you see.
How about after the show, you and I go out and get a nice etouffee?
I would like that.
Oh, let's all do that.
Yes,
you know what's great, but I can't eat it anymore because of the colitis? What? Is peanut butter on celery.
Yes. Hey, wait a minute. You know something? When we're talking about sex, way to inject your colitis into it.
Well, you know, Mike, there are people that are into that.
Oh God! Yeah, I've been to that website.
Let's cater to all.
Oh, that's nasty.
Why be exclusive?
We'll put a link on our website.
Okay, celery. That's good. I like celery.
Nuts in general, but almonds. And here again, it's back to hormones. It increases hormone production in men, and helps balance healthy.
Now, there's
production.
One that I think is just total crap.
Really,
I don't think almonds. I like almonds because they taste good, mm-hmm. and I've eaten tons of almonds.
Very good
sitting,
for you.
And it never made me hornier. Made me feel, but with oysters,
uh-huh.
I swear to God, with oysters, I kind of like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd wake up after a binge of oysters and I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Well,
attacked one of my male roommates one night after oysters.
No, wow.
I'm kidding, of
and
course.
And he was eating almonds.
I actually, on the Eastern Shore, when I used to work at the country station
right,
down there,
right.
way down there where all the watermen and the oyster shuckers
right.
were. Fresh. Swear to God, I think I ate 3 or 4 dozen oysters one night.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got sicker than I have ever gotten in my life. Because the fact is, you know, if you look at them, well, they're in the poo.
Right.
You know, they're just sitting there in the muddy, pooey water, and that's where they live.
I think maybe you just got a suspect.
One. Oh, I don't know, man. I was so sick.
Man, but when they're good,
me
man.
No horny when me feel that
no,
way.
No, nobody is.
All right.
But, you know, I think it's about eating all of these foods, making all of these foods part of your diet to overall increase your sex drive and your performance.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, almonds and nuts as well.
How about an almond and celery sandwich?
An oyster.
Good to know is that the aroma of almonds, whether it's an almond candle or an almond drink or whatever it may be, arouses women. The aroma of almonds is exciting to women.
And let's not forget the sexy almondadas. I don't know why I said that.
Now, how about this?
If I would have said that.
Maraschino cherries actually don't taste like cherries. They taste like almond. And you probably never put that together
in your
head. I
thought they taste like candy.
No, they taste like almonds.
Does this, because you enjoy, 700 of these a week with your big boozy drinks that you
right,
drink?
Right,
is this supposed to make,
Well, I'm just saying, he said that the smell of almonds is...
Turns women on.
You know,
one thing I forgot to tell you about when I did the auction the other night?
I love you too, Mike.
A guy actually brought a bottle of Crown Black.
Wow. Oh, it's nice.
And poured me a little over ice.
I told you.
It's been a long time since I've actually, thought I might depart my Irish whiskey.
What it is, it's...
Oh, that's good
it's
stuff.
It's the magic missing link between bourbon and Irish blended whiskey.
Oh,
it's
my
right in the middle,
God.
And it is delicious.
It is. I mean, it was late in the evening, and I might have liked anything that crossed
my
lips.
No. This is a very special thing, this Crown Black.
It's better than the actual regular
Crown.
It's
worth the premium price.
And they're not even an advertiser.
Not yet.
Crown Black brought to you by uwheels.com.
But the thing about the cherries, and I pass this on to some of my single friends, one of the greatest pickup lines in a bar is to offer a lady your cherry. And
really?
Now knowing that it's the flavor and the scent of almond, it makes it all the more valid.
Right.
How about that?
I did that. I used to do that, but I would put the stem in my right nostril. Just as kind of a
women
sight gag. You know, when I used to play with my food,
yeah.
You know, and I'd walk out and I said, would you like my cherry?
You know what else is good for that? Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, but when you get them caught in your sinuses,
then you have to go to the hospital.
Party over.
All right. Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.